A couple of months ago, I introduced you to my mate, Laurie Smale, an expert in coaching people in the art of panic-free public speaking. And he was chatting last month about just going through in your mind why you should be doing the talk you're doing, why you should be confident, and what sort of information you can use. He said it was a bit of a system, just thinking about what you're going to say. So let's continue that discussion. The other thing about it, Laurie, is if you sit down every day and run through it, you're doing something that many people don't do when they make a speech, and that is they write it and they perform it only once on the day. So they're not familiar with it. They stutter and stammer. You're really just helping people relax their way into a fantastic presentation.
I am, but they've got to have a pathway, a logical pathway. A lot of people fall on which to take their listeners. And a simple pathway. How many times have you said that, Winston? You've got to make it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid, I think we used to
say. Keep it simple, stupid, that's right. And don't make it into an Agatha Christie, you know, you've got to guess the ending or guess what. It's not about that. They've got to get it the first time. I'll tell you a little story. I once heard a lady in one of my workshops, she was talking about dreams. And Pegasus appeared here and Pegasus appeared there and this, that and the other. And at the end of the talk, I asked the audience, I said, put your hands up if you know precisely who or what Pegasus is. And maybe a third put their hands up. I had a little talk with this lady over our break. And I said, did you see that? And she said, yes, I did. So she gave the talk again when we came back. And she began something like this. She said, not long back, I had a dream. And in that dream, that magnificent flying horse of Greek mythology, Pegasus, appeared in my dream.
Now they've got it.
And when she finished, I said, put your hands up, folks. Those who know precisely who or what Pegasus is. And every hand went up. So, friends, make sure everyone knows precisely who Pegasus is in your talk. Don't use jargon. Don't assume they know. An effective communicator has got to spell it out and be clear.
Okay, Laurie, what's step three?
Step three is that you rehearse, you go through, just live with the talk. You don't have to stand up and go through it from end to end. Live with the talk. You might just do the beginning, you know, of one day or fast forward. You find yourself chuckling, find yourself thinking. Your notes might be some objects beside you. They might be your notes rather than a piece of paper with your four or five must-knows on. And just familiar yourself with it. You'll begin to own. You'll actually look forward to your talk rather than dread it. And on the day, just go over that opening step four one more time, because it's amazing how we can just forget, because that opening is pretty well important when you first walk out. So just know that first sentence you want to say, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. Who here has ever felt the slightest bit apprehensive when asked to speak before a group of people? Can I see your hands? And you'll find that little can I see your hands makes them physically involved in your talk. So it really is this, I want you to think, folks, I want you to think of a speech as a two-way conversation, not a one-way monologue. We've all suffered that. It can be pleasurable.
And, of course, when I think about it, anybody who goes to their pub with their mates, they're in the pub having a drink and they're telling stories and they're laughing and they're doing that. They can do it easily when they're with three or four people. So why can't they do that easily when they're with 300 or 400 people?
Well, they don't. They've never been told to transfer that. That's why we've been conditioned to think that that's one thing, and speaking in the business world is completely other. Hey, we're real here. With this, and we're talking about big money. We've got to be a little bit more distant, a little bit more serious, and we create this formal. Forget the word formal, please, folk. Forget it. There's nothing. No such thing as a formal talk. It puts people to sleep. Think informal. Think about that pub scene. Works like magic. Sarah Henderson discovered that.
Great stuff from Laurie Smale. He'll be back again next month with more. In the meantime, if you want to get Laurie on your case and get help at speaking, and I know lots who do, then you contact him, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at panicfreepublicspeaking.com.au. That means his website is panicfreepublicspeaking.com.au. Or phone him in Victoria, 03-9890-3024. From overseas, of course, that becomes 613-9890-3024. Fantastic stuff from Laurie Smale.